I was alone. It is my habit to sit with my back to the window and to place my visitors in the opposite chair where the light falls full upon them. Mr. James N. Dodd seemed somewhat at a loss how to begin the interview. I did not attempt to help him, for his silence gave me more time for observation. I have found it wise to impress clients with a sense of power, and so I gave him some of my conclusions. "From South Africa, sir, I perceive?" "Yes, sir," he answered with some surprise. "Imperial Yeomanry, I fancy?"
"Exactly."
"Middlesex Corps, no doubt."
"That is so, Mr. Holmes, you are a wizard."
I smiled at his bewildered expression. When a gentleman of virile appearance enters my room with such a tan upon his face as an English sun could never give, and with his handkerchief in his sleeve instead of in his pocket, it is not difficult to place him. You wear a short beard, which shows that you were not a regular. You have the cut of a riding man. As to Middlesex, your card has already shown me that you are a stockbroker from Throgmorton Street. What other regiment would you join?"
"You see everything."
"I see no more than you, but I have trained myself to notice what I see. However, Mr. Dodd, it was not to discuss the science of observation that you called upon me this morning. What has been happening at Tuxbury Old Park?"
"Mr.